The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, your host, and glad to be with you listening to the grand panorama of piano music and pianists. Much to hear, for example, an unknown elegy by Anton Orensky, recorded by Stephen Spooner. And we have a comparison of Beethoven's Funeral March, a movement quite unknown, really. It's from the Sonata in A-flat. We have Richter and Kempf. Then a Brahms intermezzo played by the immortal Horowitz. Much more to come, so settle in for some good listening. And good listening is a high form of meditation. You'll feel so relaxed after this show. Let's begin with the G major sonata K-13 by Domenico Scarlatti, 1685-1757. It was Wanda Landowska, great harpsichordist, who wrote, "When we hear Scarlatti's music, we know we are in the climate of sunlight and warmth. It is Italy. It is Spain. The spirit of the Latin countries and the god of the Mediterranean. We are in the presence of that deity who has been truly called the god who dances." Let's hear the grande dame of the piano, Alicia della Rocha, in the Scarlatti Sonata in G major. Thank you. Scarlatti is perfection, and you heard it played so wonderfully by De La Rocha. Nobody has ever, ever made the two-part binary sonata concept more wonderful than Scarlatti, not even his wonderful pupil, Padre Soler. And as Basil Bumbry said, with never a crabbed turn or congested cadence. My recipe for a good day is begin it by listening to a Scarlatti sonata. There are 600, so it's going to be a good year. And we heard the G major with the wondrous hands of Licia Della Rocha. This is The Piano Matters, and for many people, the piano not only matters, it's a passion. And a passion, I think, is even more important or greater than a love. Stephen Spooner is a man possessed of that passion for the piano. I've talked to him, and I have come to understand that that passion lives within him. Recently, he published 14 dedicatory albums, CDs of a vast array of piano works, dedicated to his heroes. Those heroes are Horowitz, Richter, Gilels, and Van Cliburn. For this show, I would like to play from Volume 1, and it's dedicated to Horowitz. And Mr. Spooner teaches at the University of Kansas, and his 14-CD endeavor is called A Life of Music. We're going to hear him play a rare work called Elegy. It's in G minor, Opus 36, number 16, by Arensky. And it's a splendid Russian composer, this fellow, Anton Arensky. And think of it, he was the teacher of composition of no less than Scriabin and Rachmaninoff. Here is Stephen Spooner in the Elegy of Arensky. Thank you. Such a sad piece, the Elegy by Arensky, in the hands of Stephen Spooner, from his Volume 1 of A Life of Music. A bit later, we shall hear Stephen Spooner in his Concert Etude 4 of Vladimir Horowitz. But first, let's hear the maestro himself, Horowitz, in the exquisite intermezzo in B-flat minor, Opus 117, Number 2. Here is Horowitz.
Thank you.
Oh, I hear that sound within my bones. Vladimir Horowitz lives within me. And that was the intermezzo, Opus 117, number 2. This is David Dubal in The Piano Matters. In Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare writes, "Let rich music's tongue unfold the imagined happiness that both receive in either by the dear encounter." Henri Hertz, he was born in Austria, but he lived his life in Paris, and he was born the year of Berlioz, 1803, lived all the way to 1888, which means he outlived Wagner, who died in 83, and Liszt in 1886. Well, he's not a composer of any greatness, but his music is rather wonderful fluff, composed for the domestic parlor, and it's really fun to play, very pianistic. He came to America in 1845, wrote a book, My Voyage in America, which is absolutely witty, and he had great success here. Went back to Paris and had greater success there, building the Hertz Concert Hall, and he also was a piano builder. He also became the richest composer financially of any composer of piano music in the 19th century. Schumann called him a real Philistine. He wrote 8 piano concertos, I believe, and I think you'll be refreshed with the third movement from his first concerto, Opus 34. Allegro moderato is the tempo, and it's played very nicely. I hate that word, but that's what this music is. It's nice music by Howard Shelley, Australian, and he conducts the Tasmanian Symphony. Thank you. the first movement of Herz's first piano concerto, with Howard Shelley conducting the Tasmanian Symphony as well as being heard as a soloist. I'm very pleased with this Hyperion CD, and I would say to Mr. Shelley, congratulations for his revival of these pieces that tell us so much about the secondary music of the 19th century. Balzac said, "Men are so made that they can resist sound argument and yet yield to a glance." This is David Dubal. The series is called The Piano Matters, and it's heard every week, same time, same station. And remember, our station needs your donation because our station is important to survive. Please let it survive. There's always on this show a work by a pianist that you won't want to miss, or a piece of music that you've never heard that will move you. We heard earlier on The Piano Matter Stephen Spooner in his immense anthology of piano music, and this is his own concert etude for Vladimir Horowitz, composed in 2014. Get ready, Mr. Spooner. Thank you. There was a ton of bravura for our listening pleasure. The Concert Etude for Vladimir Horowitz by Stephen Spooner. This is the Piano Matters. I'm with you listening and hoping you have had some good, pleasant moments lately. On Carl Nielsen's great Fourth Symphony, the Danish composer wrote, "Music is life, and like it, inextinguishable." Who said music is a secret and unconscious mathematical problem of the soul? Beethoven exemplifies the greatest synthesis in music, form, content, emotion, you name it, it's all within this most perfect master. I'd like us to have a comparative performance of the third movement of his Opus 26, the Piano Sonata in A-flat, and it's quite a work. Listen for the dotted notes and the drum rolls and so forth, and I think you'll like the way Svatoslav Richter plays it.
Thank you.
You heard the Marcia Funebre to a Dead Hero, the third movement of Beethoven's A-flat sonata, and it was a powerful reading by Sviatoslav Richter. Richter, of course, is in the major leagues of pianism. Let's delve more in this interesting piece, The Funeral March on the Death of a Hero, and Beethoven composed it in 1801. Beethoven was attending a performance with his friend of a forgotten opera now called Achilles, the composer being Fernando Peer, and he was seated next to the composer. And after listening to the somber strains of this music, Beethoven turned and said to the composer, "How beautiful it is, how interesting. I shall have to compose that." That is an interesting sentence, isn't it? We first heard Sviatoslav Richter. Let's listen to another great Beethovenian, Wilhelm Kempff. Quite different in many details than the Richter performance, it was Kempf in the Funeral March from Beethoven's Opus 26, the sonata in A-flat, and the only sonata of the 32 which has no movement in the sonata structure concept. More Beethoven coming your way on the Piano Matters in a later vein than the Funeral March. Here is Horzhavsky, a man who lived until 101, and he plays with the playfulness of age from the sonata Opus 2, number 2, the third movement, Scherzo. What a delight and what an elfin spirit Horzhavsky had. And we listen to the scherzo from the second sonata, dedicated to Haydn. The first three sonatas of Opus 2 are all dedicated to Haydn, Beethoven's master. Once again, the wonderful maxims of La Rochefoucauld, 1613, 1680. These are timeless, it seems. Well, he says, the most violent passions sometimes let us relax, but vanity keeps us perpetually on the go. Here's another one. Weakness, even more than vice, is the enemy of virtue. The late Adrian Eschbacher is a formidable musician, and on the CASP label, we hear him in Schumann's Traumsphären, or translated to Dream Visions. What a topsy-turvy piece it is. Thank you. Schumann's glorious cycle, the Fantasy Pieces Opus 12, we heard Adrian Eschbacher, who I believe plays it so well, and it's such a tricky and tricksy little piece. Dream Visions, Trommelsviren. Let's have another CASP CD, and this is a live recital from 1965, and it's by the very valuable and distinguished Australian pianist Bruce Hungerford. The piece must be the most popular of Beethoven's smaller works for piano. Probably the most popular is the Moonlight Sonata's first movement. Well, who knows? I mean, wherever you go, you hear Feralese. And we listen to it played in very chaste classic style by Bruce Hungerford. There is absolutely no doubt of the universal appeal of Feralese. Everyone loves it. I don't even find any criticisms of it. Well, I heard it in the subway recently. Bruce Hungerford played it very well as an encore to a 1965 live recital. Please join us next week, same time, same station, and I know that you will, for The Piano Matters. Here's a saying by Bobby Dylan. He writes this: the only place where it's happening is on the radio and on records. That's where people hang out. It's not in book form. It's not on the stage. All this art that they've been talking about, it just remains on the shelf. Radio and records. That's the place. Okay? So, Mr. Dylan, do you listen to the show, The Piano Matters? This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.